answer not a fool according to his folly, lest thou also be like unto him. Answer a fool according to his folly, lest he be wise in his own conceit. He that sendeth a message by the hand of a fool cutteth off the thief and drinketh damage. Proverbs 26, 4 through 6. You just don't call a person a fool, do you? Especially if he's bigger than you are. It's a little bit unusual to think about calling somebody, a person who is senseless and destitute of reason, a fool. And yet God did. In fact, God threw that word around quite a bit, in a rather direct way, sometimes talking about a type of individual and sometimes talking to a specific individual, and called that person a fool. 7 times, yea, even an 8, God referred to an individual or a type of individual as a fool. There is the atheistic fool described in Psalms 14:1 and Psalms 53:1. Where God, through the psalmist, simply said, the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. The person who is an atheist, the person who does not believe in the Creator, the person who believes that we are what we are today through some almost accidental process of evolution, and says there is no God, is called a fool. There is the egotistical fool, who thinks that he can take care of himself, that he'd rather do it himself, he doesn't need any help from God or anybody else. Proverbs 12:15, the way of a fool is right in his own eyes. 15:5, a fool despiseth his father's instructions. And at 28:26, he that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. We live at a time when there is a lot of emphasis placed upon self and self-worth and feeling good about self. And yet God says that if we go inwardly instead of outwardly and we tend to trust ourselves and our own judgment, separate and apart from the judgment of God, that we are fools. There is the materialistic fool. You boys and girls in the audience this morning could relate the story of the rich farmer described in Luke 12. The farmer who had such great crops and who, instead of looking to his needy neighbors with a benevolent attitude, again looked inwardly, somewhat like the last point, and said, I'll tear down my barns, I'll build bigger barns, I'll take care of everything I have, I'll have all I need to eat, drink, and be merry. God said, thou fool, this night shall thy soul be required of thee. God didn't say that it was wrong to think about material things and use them in the right way. But he said when a person gets to the point that that becomes his God and he serves the God of mammon and all he thinks about is material gain and how he can stack on top of stack and build barn after barn and think only in terms of material things, God says he is a fool. Just the opposite of being one who's willing to sacrifice and put others first and be helpful to others. God also called the ignorant man a fool. Now, he was not talking about the person who has not had the opportunity to learn the truth, the opportunity to know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. But he described this fool in Proverbs 18:2 as one who hath no delight in understanding. He just doesn't care about knowledge. He's interested in getting by with as little as he can. He's described in Ecclesiastes 2:14 as the fool who walketh in darkness No wonder the advice was given by the Apostle Paul in Ephesians 5:15, "See that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise." Don't be like the fool in walking in ignorance. Years ago, it is reported that there was a debate between a gospel preacher and another man. The man on the other side was one who did not believe in formal education, did not believe in much study, but thought that God would tell him everything that he needed to know. And he said in the debate, "I thank God that I'm ignorant, and I hope he'll make me more ignoranter." When the gospel preacher came back, he said he'd always had respect for the power of God, but he thought he was going to have a hard time doing it. God said, "You're a fool if you delight in misunderstandings, and you do not have your delight in the Word of God, as that man who was planted in Psalms 1. You're interested in something other than truth and light and knowledge." God said, "You're a fool." And then he described the lazy person as a fool. You and I live in a time when to some people it is a prize in their thinking to be able to have somebody else wait on them. I've had said to my face by more than one, "Who, me work? I can stay at home and draw more than I could make if I worked. Gimme, gimme, hand me out here." And if you read in the business, the reports of the business world, you know how the people are concerned about employees that will not do the job. People who are not dedicated will not work. God said in Ecclesiastes 4:5, "The fool foldeth his hand together." Laziness. God said, "You're a fool if you're lazy." It's not hard to understand that, because this is the God who gave a work ethic to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden to dress and keep it, and who even had it said about his own son while he was on earth that he was willing to work while it was yet day before night came. A lazy person in the sight of God is a fool. God also calls the thoughtless person a fool. And I'm using thoughtless here more in the sense of not thinking before you speak than any other thing. Proverbs 18:7, "A fool's mouth is his destruction." Proverbs 29:11, "A fool uttereth all his mind." Ecclesiastes 10:14, "A fool is also full of words." And in Proverbs 10:8, "The prating fool," the one who just bubbles with words without thinking, "the prating fool shall fall." The thoughtless fool, who has more in his mouth than he does in his mind, who uses his words more than he does his thoughts. God said he's a fool. And then there is the description of the one who mocks at sin. Over in Proverbs, we find in the 14th chapter in verse 9, "Fools make a mock at sin." In Romans 1:22, in a setting where there's a rather lengthy discussion of those who had changed from the glory of God and changed the natural use in life and changed so many things into such sins that it says God gave them over to a reprobate mind. Verse 22 states, "Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools." It might be good for America to stop and think. Professing ourselves to be so wise that we take the Bible and prayer out of the schools and rat poison and knives go in. Professing ourselves to be so wise that liberty has come to mean killing unborn babies in abortion and making 1993 the year of the gay. I wonder if God may be looking down today and saying, "Thou fool." Unless we become a little bit smirk in talking about others when he looks at those of us in the church and sees the things that we do and the things that we condone, might he be saying today, the fool makes a mock at sin. Folks, God is not slow to call one a fool. Atheistic, egotistical, materialistic, ignorant, lazy, thoughtless, a mocker of sin. God said a fool. But there's another side of the coin. The same God who calls all of those fools records through the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 4:10, we are fools for Christ's sake. Huh? We are fools for Christ's sake, but ye are wise in Christ. We are weak, but ye are strong. Ye are honorable, but we are despised. Even unto this present hour, we hunger and thirst and are naked and are buffeted and have no certain dwelling place and labor, working with our own hands. Being reviled, we bless. Being persecuted, we suffer it. Being defamed, we entreat. We are made as the filth of the world and are the offscouring of all things until this day. And the world says, how foolish. How foolish to believe in a creator that you've never seen. How foolish to believe that there was a man born in Nazareth almost 2,000 years ago who has affected the entire world to where everybody can be saved. We are fools for Christ's sake. Oh, you mean you've got a little book that you can hold in your hand and you think that's the manual and the pattern and that that's God's word? How foolish. And you think you can take somebody who is a sinner and bury him in water and he rises from that and he's saved from all past sins? Why, the world says you're fools. And you think you can come together around a table that's got some bread and some grape juice and you pass it and you pinch off a little piece of that bread and you sip a little bit of that grape juice? How foolish, the world says. In the third chapter of 1 Corinthians at verse 18, let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, listen, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God, for it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Did you get what he said? Let him become a fool? What do you mean? Well, let's just turn back to the first chapter, verse 18. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Verse 25. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things that are mighty. And base things of the world and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are. God hath chosen what the world calls foolishness to be the answer to what God calls foolishness. What kind of fool are you? That's really the question. Atheistic, believe in God. Egotistical or sacrificial? Materialistic, depending on the things that are temporal, or looking forward to the things that are eternal? Ignorant or knowledgeable of the things that matter? Lazy or having to work for a living and proud of it? Thoughtless are controlling your thoughts and in turn controlling your words. Making a mock at sin or asking God for the forgiveness of sins through the blood of Jesus Christ. If it is foolish to believe that there is a God in heaven who is our Creator, a Christ, his Son, who came to this earth to become our Savior, a book that is his inspired word that gives us the pattern and the guide, and a promise that shall be fulfilled, if that's foolish, I'm guilty. And Kevin, there's my testimony on the subject. Oh, what a fool I am, the world would say. And yet God called the world foolish. You may have noticed I said seven, yea, even an eighth. And if you counted, we only described seven. There is another type of individual that God called a fool. Boys and girls, you remember the song we sing, the wise man built his house on the rock, and the foolish man built his house on the sand. What made him foolish? Jesus said, he that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not is a fool. And he emphasized it again in Matthew 25 when he said those five foolish virgins are the ones that did not prepare. And Paul underscored it at Galatians 3 verse 1 when he said, O foolish Galatians, why don't you obey the truth? You wouldn't like it if I looked at you today, who knows you need to be baptized and have not, and said you're a fool. But God does. You wouldn't like it if I looked at you today, who's out of service and who needs to return, and be prepared with the five wise virgins. You wouldn't like it if I called you foolish, but God does. You might even get upset at me if I were to say that every person in this audience this morning who's not a faithful Christian and who stays outside of Christ is foolish. But that is exactly what God says. Forsake your foolish ways and come to Christ together.